Hi everyone, this is Hennessy Sistissa from Arm Hug Podcast, and I'm here again with another incredible mobile home healthcare phlebotomist, and her name is Naomi Olsay-Mensa. She is the CEO of Easy Pricks Mobile Solutions, and she's going to tell us a little bit about time management today. So, Naomi, get us started. Like, how did you get started in mobile phlebotomy?
Yeah, so I have been a phlebotomist for over 10 years now. And originally I was doing, this was during the pandemic. I was working in a hospital and it just became so overwhelming. It was just like this, you know, you start to ask yourself, is this really what I want to do? I mean, COVID hit hard and we were doing each patient gowned up to the T, mask coverings, and you're going from room to room. There was a shortage of gowns for protective wear, so we had to use the same gowns in each room. I mean, it was crazy. It was an overwhelming feeling. You were seeing people dying from left to right, and I just said to myself, okay, is this really what I want to do? So one day I had a patient. I have sickle cell, many people don't know this, and I had a patient that would come to the hospital, and I was doing one of the floors one day, and he came in and he also had sickle cell. So we bonded over that. And so initially when he came in, he's like, yeah, I'm having a sickle cell crisis. He's like, but I got COVID as well. So now I start to ponder. I'm like, oh, you know, I hope everything is going to be okay. I think I even prayed with him. And then literally he was doing well. By the end of the day, I saw him and he was like, oh, they're taking me to ICU. They're switching me to ICU. So if you don't know, sickle cell kind of, it causes like a lack of oxygen. So it clumps up and it doesn't allow oxygen to flow freely through the body. So when that happens, you're kind of, your crisis, it caused pain in the area that where the sickle crisis is happening, where it's clumping up and the oxygen is not being able to flow freely through your body. So when you have COVID, COVID attacks the lungs. So yeah, that's another oxygen. Your body's also being deprived of oxygen now in two ways, right? You're having a crisis, so your blood is not flowing freely with the oxygen. And now COVID attacks your lungs. So now the oxygen, it's your lungs are being attacked. Your oxygen is not flowing freely. So later that day, he said he's going to the ICU. I said, okay. And he was lively. He was up, you know, regular. The next day I came in, as soon as I walked in, one of the nurses said, oh, his name, he passed away during the middle of the night in ICU.
Wow.
And it struck me so hard, like, my God, right? Like, I have sickle cell, he had sickle cell. You start to, you know, your mind starts to wander, and it just, I started to think, like, how could I find a way to prevent people that have sickle cell from having to get in close contact with people or go in public or be in situations where they could catch COVID, since we have such a, you know, a disease that inherently could cause you to die, right? Because if it clumps up with other complications, then, you know, if it doesn't go well for you, you have the chance of losing your life. So when I started to think about different ways, that's when mobile phlebotomy came into my head. And I started to Google mobile phlebotomy. And thankfully, I met Khalil. And at that time, he was talking about opening up a mobile phlebotomy business. And I just started to follow him. And then initially, I got some money and I like called him right away. I was like, Khalil, listen, I want to get started with this right away. And I think that was the last time I started working in the healthcare field as a phlebotomist. And since then, I've been working in my business as a mobile phlebotomist, trying to build my business. And he's been amazing. It's not easy running a business, but he's definitely walk you and guide you through the path of, okay, these are the next steps. These are the next steps. He's always available to talk when you call him. So it's been a great mentor to me during this process of opening my business.
How long have you been in business?
We started early this year.
Wow. Okay. Well, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
So you must.
It's been a roller coaster, but I'm thankful to be here now and able to talk back to people that are just starting and able to give advice and able to show the struggles and how I've overcome different situations.
Yeah, you talk about struggles. Can you tell us some of the struggles you've had?
Time management. I have two kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 14-year-old, and it doesn't get easy. Being having sickle cell as well as clumped up with the multitude of things I have to do as a mom, as well as just life in general, you know, things happen all the time. It just really can be stressful on the person at times, and you really have to plan your day out. You really have to. And one thing I can say is, being a business owner, you definitely take charge of time management. You definitely take charge of what you have to do, because you don't want to fail your business. So you got, time is money. You cannot play with your time. So you definitely have to take charge of that and plan your day to the point where you leave space for things. You leave space for changes. You leave space for anything that may happen, because definitely when you have two kids, you don't know what can happen. You don't know if you can get a call. If you, something may happen, you got to run. You know, there's so much things that may happen in life, especially having kids, that you just got to leave that time for yourself to be able to, just in case something happens.
Right. So, and I want to add here that for people who are listening, right, the first time me and Naomi connected, there was something that was going on in her household. And she said, you know what, I need to reach out and just reschedule this. And she did. So step one of time management, recognize what you can and can't do at the time. And it's like, even if you reach out to somebody, they will help you. Or if it's the right connection, they will understand. So thank you for taking initiative and just rescheduling the meeting, because that's what you have to do, right? Don't give up on it. Especially if the person's on the other line giving you a lifeline and saying, hey, of course, it's not a problem.
You're welcome. Absolutely. And I think that time that you did call, I mean, that I had a meeting with you, my son had, he had went to the bathroom on himself. They didn't have any extra clothes for him. I had to run out. The school's not far, but it was literally minutes before the meeting. And I'm like, I can't do a 30-minute meeting. My son just went to the bathroom and said, literally ran to the school, but I had to reschedule. I just realized that I have to respect your time as well. And this just unfortunate circumstance, once again, at, you know, at a time where you do have a meeting, you just have to reach out. And if you can't do it, you just can't do it. You just have to let the person know, respect their time and respect yours. As, you know, as a business owner, that's something that's very important. Communication and being able to lead, because people understand, people know that you go through things as human beings, but being able to communicate it to them and let them know what's going on. I think even if you're going through something and you communicate it, people understand better. But if you're going through something, you don't let people know, then it becomes, okay, well, what's going on with this girl? She's not taking anything serious. She didn't even respect my time. She didn't say anything. She didn't. And I think that's where a lot of the, you know, your reputation for time management becomes very bad, when you're not communicating what's going on.
Right. Like, don't let people assume for you what's going on, because they don't know.
Right.
So that is a good point. Like another point too, right? Don't let people assume, communicate. And how do you use that in your business?
How do I use what in particular?
Like communicate, like, do you do something differently when you're communicating with your patients? In terms of like time management, like, do you let them know this is going to be a 30-minute procedure or any 30 minutes of your time? How do you communicate that?
So usually if I have a patient, I'm going to draw a patient, usually we have a little like prep talk before we go into the situation. And I do ask, I said, how, you know, when I ask a patient, especially when I'm going to a new patient, you want to know, you don't know the patient. Do you have any restrictions? How do you have any, are your veins hard? Do people tell you your heart sick? I usually ask these questions prior just to get a knowledge of, I'm so sorry. Somebody rang my bell. Did you hear that?
So I guess my question for you is, how do you deal with these interruptions? Like, when you have to deal with business, and then you have to deal with your personal life. Do you just kind of go with the flow? Do you feel like eventually it'll get better?
Everything gets better. You're going to have your ups and downs, and you have to create a system for yourself. Like I said, things happen unexpectedly, but you have to kind of prepare yourself for those unexpected challenges. Like, okay, if this happens, what is plan B, right? You always have your plan B in place. If something happens at school, is there someone that can pick up my kids, or is someone else that can step in if I'm away and I travel to another city to go do a blood draw, right? You have to have those plan Bs in place for these things that do occur spontaneously, sporadically, whenever they do happen, so that you're able to be efficient, right? You always have to be plan B, because there's things that happen every day. You don't know what could happen, but how do you overcome that? Are you going to let that pull you back? Is that going to be your end be all of your business just because that situation happened? How do you put things in place? What is something that's reoccurring that you know may happen? Okay, well, what do we put in place for that? Okay, if this happens, if that happens, there's a multitude of things that can happen. Your car could break down while you're driving to a patient. What do you do? You know, you have to just know, kind of like prepare yourself, right? For anything that's going to happen, put things that you think may happen, things that have already happened, and then just kind of put what are the options for you in these situations, so that when they arise, you're not scattered brain and now you're like, what do I do? What do I do? I already prepared myself. I know who to call. I know what to do. I know how to reschedule. I know. And if you have to put an incentive in there, okay, I'm so sorry that this happened. We'll give you 10% off your next draw. Like something in place where it's, you're not damaging your business as you move forward.
Yeah. I think what you touched on too is like, something will happen, and there are things we can control and there are things that we can't. And so the things that we can control, it's like, okay, so this is scheduled tomorrow, so this is going to happen. And then something might happen with that person, right? And then we have to reschedule. But I like that that doesn't stop you. And why do you think that is?
Perseverance. I've been through a lot in my life. And just knowing, one, I can say I rely heavily on God. And I put him at the front and foremost of my life, to know that no matter what I go through, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, right? I think in life where you have, it's always going to rain, but then the sun will come out again, right? You're going to have those moments in life. Life is like a roller coaster. You go up, you go down, you go up, you go down. You're at the happiest moment. Then boop, a bill comes in, or something. That's just life. And understanding that this is a moment, it's either a challenge that I have to endure and I have to get over it. And I had to learn that you have to build that up in yourself to the point where you understand that no matter what happens, there's something greater at the end, right? So whatever, I always say, if I'm going through something right now, there's a lesson to be learned out of this, right? There's something I have to endure during this period so that I'm able to endure the next step in life, right? If you do not go through this period, this step, how do you go to the next step if you can overcome this step? So it always, knowing that keeps me grounded, like, okay, this is a moment, this is a season, I'm going to get over it. Whatever I have to learn during this, let me open up and take it in, as opposed to break me down.
Right. And then just like FYI, this thing's going to kick us out in 10 minutes. But okay. If we're still talking, I'd be happy to just load up another Zoom and then invite you for another Zoom.
That's fine.
So how do you, after talking about all of that, think about planning your marketing, right? I saw that you put all of your videos on social media and now you're using Reels. You know, how did you decide to do that? And if you're already dealing with all the things that you're dealing with, how do you just add something else to your list?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a walk in the park. You have to create time. You just have to block out time for it. And no one's perfect. I'm not doing, You know, and I want to thank Khalil for this. Like I said, he's really been a great mentor. He's with the social media, and we've been doing advanced marketing group where he's really been telling us how to do it, who, when to post, how to post. And he's really been doing an amazing job leading the way to doing this, because, you know, mobile phlebotomy is something fairly new. It's been around for a long time, but I mean, becoming something that people want to quit their jobs and do, it's really because it's very new to a lot of people. And for me, being in a area that is not that big, it's really, you know, we're I don't want to say we're a small group, but we're a small group as opposed to different, you know, different groups. You know, you have nurses, you have even travel nurses, has been around for a long time, but mobile phlebotomy is something that for me personally, I know that it's fairly new when it comes to like being in the market as a thing to do now. So if you never had someone do it before, how do you know how to do it? And he's been such a great mentor in like, okay, do this next. But I had to really carve out time because it does get sometimes overwhelming, because you want to keep your business active, right? You want people to see your name. You want people to market. You want to market yourself, right? Branding yourself is something that takes a lot of work and takes a lot of dedication and time. And you just got to keep on. If you stop, and sometimes my reels take like sometimes 10 minutes. I'll just sit there. I find something funny and I'll just duplicate it real quick. I'm like, and then I'll just create that into a reel. Like, you have to make that time. Sometimes it gets hard, and sometimes people are not, they're not camera ready, right? People are camera shy. They're not camera ready. And it takes a lot of time. And sometimes you need confidence. You need to build that confidence in yourself to be okay on camera, to say, okay, I'm okay to be on camera and people see me act silly and it doesn't bother me. At first, I was really shy. I would not lie, because I was like, oh, I don't know what people are going to think. I don't know what people are going to say. And then you have to put in perspective, this is my business. Do we really care what people want to say? I need that money, right? You're not paying my bills. I need my dollars. I don't care what, if I made a joke, if I fell down on the ground, laugh, you know, send it to somebody. And so you have to take people out and really focus on what is your goal as a business, right? How that time that I'm carving is specific to growing my business. That time that I'm carving is specific to branding my business. So it has to be something where you no longer put you, I mean, it's still you, but you no longer think about you and your shyness and who you are, but you think about growing your business. And if that becomes your passion, then you no longer think about the cameras. It's more about, I need to brand myself. I need to market myself. And this is how, what I need to do.
It's a mind, it's like a mind shift, right? You're no longer, like you said, thinking about solely how you look on camera. And you know what? Like, it takes a couple videos to get there. You're probably going to do 10, 20 bad ones a day, a week. I don't know how long people, you know, would do the videos, but for you to get to a point where in 10 minutes you felt you completed a video, you know, congratulations. Getting there. Because that's how it is, right? It takes a long time at first. And yeah, then once you get good at it,
you're like, yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like, and then you start thinking of different places to take it. You start thinking of different ideas, thinking, I mean, it becomes a creative access, like it becomes creative work at the end of the day. And it takes you in a different zone, because actually, you know, it's like kind of being like a social media influencer, right? You're on social media every day, you're posting reels, and you think about it, right? That wasn't the purpose of your business. The purpose of your business is to, but you have so much different parts of your business that you start to create and do different things just to brand and market yourself. And you don't realize you're even getting into that arena. And it becomes something fun to do. Now I do reels, and I find like funny, I like to laugh. So I'm always finding funny reels where I can make a joke out of myself or joke with someone. And that's like, if you follow me, you'll see a lot of phlebotomy humor, because that's one of my main things that I like to focus on, laughing, right? That brings joy in people's day. If you're a phlebotomist and you're at work and you're bored and you see my reel and you just start busting out, oh my, I remember when that happened to me too. Oh my, you know, it's fun. It's joyful. And it's also education at the same time, because, right, these are things that people don't realize. Certain things that I talk about are things that people don't realize that phlebotomists go through, or they don't realize happens, or they don't even understand why we're doing something. And then I'll explain it in a reel. And then it's like, oh, that makes sense. You know? Yeah.
So how much time do you feel now that you have put into your business, and do you feel that it has been fruitful for you?
It has been fruitful. I can absolutely say it has been fruitful. I have been able to make some contracts with some doctors. I've been able to draw, you know, partner up with different laboratories, and I haven't gotten to the point, my goal, but it has been fruitful. And I would say I've learned a lot during the process. And it does feel like an accomplishment, right? You're not a lot of people can say they have a mobile phlebotomy business or they own a business at all. So it does feel like an accomplishment. You do feel some type of empowerment from being able to make your own hours, to clock in and clock in when you feel. So I do feel that it has been fruitful in many ways, not just in monetary value, but in other ways as growth as a person, growth in as a business owner, and making connections, networking with people, being able to broaden your range of, you know, your range of the circle you're in. And so I will say it has been fruitful.
Do you know how much time you put into it at the beginning?
Girl, I don't know, because it's so much different things that you have to do to get up and running just to start, like not even getting supplies, not even finding customers, just to start running the business. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of money invested. If I give you a time, I don't know, because every day, every month I was working on something. So taking classes, you have to sit down, you have to watch classes, you have to do your HIPAA, you have to do that. It was a lot of things that I don't know if I could say clearly off my head how much time I invested, but I've invested a lot in my business to get to the point where I'm at. So, I mean, I'm working on it every day, right? Even this is a part of working on my business, right? Having a meeting about this. So it's, you're doing so, whether it's you're making a reel or you're sticking a patient or you're doing paperwork or you're connecting with another lab or you're going to conferences or you're joining a group, or it's consistent work in your business that I just can't count the time. Almost every day to week, we were doing something. So I'm not sure how much, but 365 days, right? So let's say we did 360.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just want people to hear that, right? That you are working on it all the time while balancing your personal life, and you're finding time where you can do it. And that might be a meeting, that might be with a patient. And it's almost like if we get used to just putting ourselves out there, which is what you're doing, then it gets easier.
Yeah.
It just gets a whole lot easier, because then people start to know who you are and what you do, and they keep seeing you, but you're putting in that work to make that happen. I also want to like say for the people that are listening, you know, there are people out here who have these platforms, all these followers. Mm-hmm. They started many years ago, and eventually they've been able to amass this growth and this following. So sometimes when you see people out here that are doing all these things on social media, the reels, and they've been doing this for a long time, and don't assume that because someone has grown a community that you could tomorrow. Yours could grow, but it's going to take time. So thank you for saying all of that.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. It does not happen overnight. And I could honestly tell you, people that I started with were exceeding way faster than me. And there was points where you feel like, oh, why am I not matching up? But everyone has their own time and their own season. So don't compare yourself to anyone, because your time and your season will come. You have to just be ready, right? And so maybe it's not happening now because there's more things that you need to mature in. There's more things that you need to learn. And if it happened to you right now and it happened too quickly, maybe it would fail. So just give yourself time and don't compare yourself or don't race with anyone, because running a business is not easy. And you're not running a business for fame. You're running a business to sustain and to help your community and to build a life for yourself. So do it to your best capability, because you don't want that to stop. That's something you want to keep going.
Yeah, it's being consistent, right? Like, you're trying to stay consistent. You want people to keep seeing. You want to make sure that your business is being heard. So I also wanted to talk a little bit about one of the last things I wanted to say was, what are some things that you need help with now? Like, is there anything that your community, that us here who are listening, can help you with?
I would say definitely support. Support is one of the biggest. It's hard. Support, financial assistance. I mean, those are both things that especially a new business owner always needs. Sometimes you're not going to get the support from the people around you first. It's going to be people outside that are going to help you. So I would say support is one of the biggest things. People don't realize how much pressures are on a new business owner. You're doing everything. You're the marketer, you're the secretary, you're the owner, you're doing literally every part of it until it grows. And so support in the beginning is like the biggest thing anyone can have. Any resources anyone could offer or anything that it's supportive in building the business would be amazing. Follow me, you know, show me love on social media. Make sure you just share my content. You know, any little help or support that you can give really means a lot, because especially a small business owner, you're not privy to all these things that these big corporations have access to. So there's a lot of things that you yourself are doing that there's a lot of weight on your shoulders as the business owner in the beginning. As time goes on, yes, it gets better, but as it gets better, more responsibilities come as well. So just knowing that support in any way you can is always great. I'm heavy on support. I like supporting people, I like supporting Black-owned businesses. I like supporting a lot of initiatives to help the community to do better. So any support that I get, I appreciate.
Yeah, great. And with that, that was the last question. But to add to that, if you guys are listening and you feel that you want to learn more about time management, if this has been helpful for you, if you want to learn more tips or how you were able to start this year and actually end it on a high note, you know, whatever you guys want to hear, just put in the comments. Naomi, I will let you go then, because I know you are very busy and I can't thank you enough for joining us today and sharing some tips.
It's a pleasure. Thank you everyone for listening, and follow Easy Pricks. Follow us.